InnerCityGeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the InnerCity Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 311. And amber is the color of our energy. Whoa. Joining me today is Ryan.
What's going on?
Ain't shit, dude. It's just another beautiful day. Another day of just not raining, which is fucking great. It's been fun. How you doing, bro?
I got your rain, so not good.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks, dude. That sucks. Well, at least you don't have the amount of rain as we had last week.
No. But instead of it being, warmer weather with rain, it's fucking cold and damp. Oh, so thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Florida.
No problem. You're welcome. I'm sure you'll enjoy it as much as we did.
I'm gonna blame DeSantis for sending the rain our way.
That's completely fair. I'll take it. I'm pretty sure he'll take it too. I'm pretty sure he gets blamed for a shit ton of shit.
He's a fucking tool, but yeah.
Oh no, I completely fucking agree with you, dude. I completely agree with you. You're not far off of the truth. But yeah, dude, how you been, man? How's this week treated you?
Week's been okay. It's a lot quieter without the howling beast.
Oh, I could imagine.
So, the dogs have been returned to the owners as they are back from their vacation.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but by the time this episode's out, it'll be a full reuniting.
Oh, and it feels so good.
And it feels so good.
I'm sorry.
when the moment strikes, you have to.
Oh yeah, exactly. Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
We can feel it. Yeah.
So
I'm sorry, dude.
It's okay. It's the amber of the energy. Amber. Yeah. It's the color of your energy right now.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Whoa. So, things have been good. I've been watching some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm almost finished with Doom Patrol.
Okay. You know what's funny? Like, I don't think I finished the recent season, the third season. I don't think I finished it yet.
Okay, I got about 5 episodes left, give or take.
Okay.
And it's one of those things where, like, I don't want to binge through the last few episodes because I don't want it to go away.
Yeah, that's completely fair.
Because it's such a great show.
It is. It is absolutely really good.
And I do want to go back and rewatch it again, though, just to see how many times in a single episode Cliff says fuck.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Because that's like his catchphrase.
Yeah. Big, dumb, lovable robot brain.
Mm-hmm. I love that they got this dude.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser is great. Because we all love Brendan Fraser. And I really hope he gets the Academy Award for The Whale, which I want to see. Yeah. But he, with everything that went on with him and the mental breakdown and being mm-hmm. like sort of physically abused from all the stunt work and things that he did in his younger career.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm happy that he's slowly coming back into the industry, and the fact that he can do other projects or whatever he wants to do and still record the voiceover work for Cliff.
Uh-huh.
And it's great. He's fucking perfectly cast.
He is. He was probably one of the best castings that I've seen in a while.
Yeah. I mean, the whole cast of Doom Patrol is great.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like, I think truthfully, one of my favorite characters on the show is Larry.
Who's another real? It's a weird character.
Yeah,
but it fits the show.
It fits the show, and Matt Bomer once again with another really really awesomely done batch of performances with the story.
And then kind of cool, obviously, that he even though it is one character, you kind of see him as two separate characters, because one of them is, of course, you know, the flesh and bone version of him, but then you also see the invisible man essentially in raps and shit.
Yeah, and same with same with Cliff. You see all the flashbacks of him, and then so Doom Patrol, really fun. I'm really, really excited about it. Now I got to go back after I'm done with this. I got to start Stargirl, especially because with that tease. So then another thing I watched, we watched it yesterday. DC Super Pets.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that the other day. How was it?
It's fun.
Okay,
it's a lot of fun. It's a good children's story with a great cast.
Okay.
You know, because it's basically Superman wants to marry Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Superman is John Krasinski. Okay. Olivia Wilde is Lois. Obviously, The Rock is Crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart plays this dog Ace that gets rescued, and he's like kind of like the lovable hard ass character.
Fair. Okay.
Mark Maron was Lex.
Okay.
Maya Erskine was his henchman. Kate McKinnon is the villain of the story.
That just sounds funny already. Like, I really want it. I want to see it.
But personally, one of my favorite voice cast people in that movie had to have been Keanu Reeves as Batman.
Nice.
Because it's just perfect. Keanu Reeves as Batman is just the perfect fucking casting choice for that animated role.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I watched that. What else did I watch recently? Obviously wrestling, obviously She-Hulk.
Obviously, yeah.
And of course Andor, which is so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a slow build, but holy shit, does that story get so good. And what's great about it, it's nothing Jedi related.
Nope. Have not seen one Jedi, have not seen one sign of the Force anywhere.
No, it's...
Which is what I love about it.
And this is why I like Mandalorian, is because, I mean, obviously now you have the child with, you know, his abilities.
Right.
And then, of course, we get, what's her name? Ashoka. Ahsoka, yeah, to be, like, part of it. But for the most part, it's just strictly a space western.
Yeah.
And they're still keeping it that space western style, where now with Andor, it's really just a spy thriller.
And I love it. I've always loved spy thrillers.
Yeah, me too. And it's like... It's there are bits and pieces of the show that sort of remind me of the movie Spy Game with De Niro. With Robert Redford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just little aspects, not full, but little tiny aspects. I'm like, okay.
little taste of it here and there.
Yeah, which I fucking love that film.
It's a great one.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think if I watched anything else. I mean, aside from like. That stuff, and then of course watching my kids.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, no, we all had colds, so we didn't really do anything. There was no gymboree, which they love, which you know sucked. Yeah, but you know, I didn't want to be that parent that like brought their sick kid to that thing.
Yeah, you don't ever want to be that parent.
Yeah. No. That seems about it.
That's cool.
Just, you know, for the first time in a while, I actually made dinner. It felt good.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I did a steak strips, yellow, red, and green. No, yellow, red, and orange pepper over rice. But the thing is I sautéed them in Korean barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
Well, with like a little bit of oregano, salt, pepper.
Yeah.
A little bit of
So was it essentially kind of like a pepper steak?
A little bit, yeah.
Nice.
Because it was like I added some red pepper flakes. Like enough to give it kick, but not enough to be overly spicy.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
And then I put a little bit of cornstarch into the sauce and let that simmer down so it get like a nice thick coating.
Fuck yeah, dude. I commend you on that one, dude. That's a good job.
Thank you. It's like, hey, I haven't cooked a meal in a really long time. Let me actually do this today.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. Just working.
Nice.
Yeah.
Working is always a good thing, and I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, and you're getting your culinary goodness in again.
Yeah, it's
always fun.
It feels good to be culinary again.
Hell yeah, dude! I am always a fan of it because you know I tend to do that pretty much like every day.
Yeah, I know. You send me pictures left and right.
Today
I'm this.
Yeah. Today in Steve's kitchen. Here we go.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do because it's something that I enjoy because I like feeding myself, and having the ability to feed myself is a great thing. Instead of just buying shit from fucking McDonald's or whatever, or just like any other restaurant around, just cooking for your own self, it makes you just feel that much more like accomplished, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Okay, man. I'm glad. And as for this week, we had a hurricane happen this past week. Thankfully, my area wasn't really affected, but the southern areas were. Sarasota and like down towards Naples and stuff, that was affected. So it sucks for them. Like it's shitty that it happened to them. But thankfully, up here, all we got was a shit ton of rain and wind, which is not necessarily that bad. But yeah, we had flooding and stuff, but nothing major. Nothing was really destroyed and stuff like that. So thankfully, that was a good thing. But it sucks for them out there. I know people out there. Well, I know of people out there, and they're having a hard time, and that sucks. So. Tons of positive energy for them out there. But in the time that I was, I had 2 days off, and so in that time I watched a lot of shit. Actually, obviously, the Andor and the She-Hulk and stuff. Granted, I'm gonna watch that. But I also watched a bunch of other shit too. One of the things that I watched that I really enjoyed, because of course, it is technically it's the holiday season. So I watched a lot of scary shit because that's what I do. I watch weird shit. So why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? One of the first things that I watched, actually, let's start off with a second season of something that I haven't seen in quite some time. And I am talking about, Nosferatu. That was originally on AMC. Unfortunately, it was planned for a third season, but they dropped the plans for it and they finished it off at 2. This is actually a really fun show. It is a slight twist on the original Nosferatu.
Okay.
And it's good. It's good. It sucks that it was pretty much canceled or whatever. But the main dude, his name is Charlie Manx, is played by this dude that was in Star Trek. He played Spock.
Oh, yeah, this dude.
Yeah.
My
mind is running blank right now, and I just watched like 10 hours of him on TV. Zachary Quinto.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Zachary Quinto, he plays Charlie Manx or whatever. And it's very weird. And what I love about the show is that it has a lot to do with kids, because he basically controls this area called Christmas Land. So essentially, yeah, it is kind of like a Christmas type thing. But that's neither here nor there, because it is essentially a horror show, quote unquote. But what it is that he feeds off of the kids' energies. Like he gets them into the car, and while they're in the car, he feeds off of their energy. So he's not necessarily being like a vampire in which, you know, you're sucking the blood out of them and stuff, but he's feeding off of their energy, so it makes him younger.
So he's like an
they turn.
Is it like what we do in the shadows? He's an energy vampire.
Kinda, yeah.
But with their own twist.
Yeah, but they're with their own little twist. Yeah,
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it is. It is a really fun show. And what happens is that this one girl or whatever, if you haven't seen the first season, you meet this one girl, Vic or whatever, and she kind of has this weird power. And she winds up teleporting from one place to wherever she wants to go, wherever she has like a inkscape where she her mind is just like, okay, yeah, I want to go there, and it takes her there. So she winds up going to this Christmas land and finding Charlie Mike's over there. And then the first season she kills him, but then he doesn't really die. And then he's back in the second season, and second season happens like 8 years after the first one. She winds up having a kid in this whole period of time.
Okay.
It's just some crazy shit. It's really damn good. It's real. It's a fun fucking show. So I
was going to say, it sounds fun.
Yeah. I definitely suggest it for anybody to watch it. I believe it's on Hulu, but it has commercials, obviously. But I watched it on Shudder, and obviously Shudder doesn't have any commercials.
Right.
So both seasons are on there. Both seasons are on Hulu as well. But it's a really fun show, so I definitely suggest watching that. Then something else that I watched. I like movies, and I like prequels of certain movies. The prequel that we're talking about is I spoke about this movie X a little while ago.
Yeah,
directed by Ty West. Right. And there is a prequel to this called Pearl.
Right.
Again, written and directed again by Ty West, starring the same star of X.
Got it.
So the main lead character of X is the main lead character in Pearl as well, which is a prequel. Okay.
Gotcha.
So this follows Pearl, is essentially, if yes, a slight spoiler alert, but Pearl is the villain in X. She's the main bad guy in that movie.
Okay.
So in Pearl, it basically follows her as a kid and trying to, you know, make it in the business, because she wants to become an actress. She wants to be in Hollywood. She wants to be a singer. She wants to be famous.
Okay.
And she doesn't quite hit that mark, because she's good. She does everything. But she doesn't quite hit that mark in being famous, because everybody in Hollywood is looking for that blonde bombshell.
Okay.
Kind of like the Marilyn Monroe's and stuff.
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
then, because it's a prequel, so it takes place like in like 1930 or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, you see the young version of her, played by, like I said, by the same girl. And it is it's one of those stories where you're just like, you want to actually like hate the person, but because you know where she goes throughout the story and how she evolves in the future. Mm-hmm. But when you see her in this, you kind of feel sad for her. You kind of feel sad for the essential bad guy in the future.
Gotcha.
And it has a lot of feelings for it, and it's just like, it's just a lot of back and forth, which is really good. I really enjoyed it. And then to the point that she snaps and she becomes what she is in the future.
Okay.
So she winds up becoming a killer in this movie, and you see how it happens, and you're just like, she finally snaps, and she's like, okay, yeah, I can't do this. Fuck you guys, because you guys are assholes. Right. So yeah, it's a fun watch. Yeah, it's not on streaming or anything yet, but of course, like, you know, I procured it and stuff, like I always do. Right. Like I've done with a bunch of shit.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's one thing that I watched for Pearl. Definitely a good watch. If you've seen X, watch X first, then watch this, and you get to see the evolution of the character. Don't just go into this one first and then go into the other one, because it'll just throw you off a little bit. Because this one is a bit slower, because you get a lot of her backstory, and nothing really happens until it's like the third act. Nothing crazy happens until the third act.
Okay.
So watch X first, then watch Pearl. And then, of course, they actually are making a third part to this one, which is a sequel to X, following the same character from X that lived at the end of that one. And that's played by the same girl again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It is a great culmination of a series, and I am fucking psyched for that one. It's a really good trilogy so far from what I've seen. Two of the three, definitely recommend. So far. Excited for the third one.
Nice.
The other thing that I watched, another horror movie, one that I've been really, really anticipating, and like, I saw the trailer for it a while ago, and I was like, yes, this is a must-see. This is a must-watch. And the movie that I'm talking about is Barbarian.
I don't know this one.
This is a really good movie. It starts off with this girl that she's on a business trip or whatever somewhere. I don't know where the fuck it was, but she's on a business trip, and she winds up renting an Airbnb. So she gets an Airbnb. She goes to the Airbnb because there's a big ass thunderstorm happening. She goes to the Airbnb and fucking there's somebody in the house.
Okay.
Played by Bill Skarsgård.
Ooh, okay. Yes. Sounds really good. I like him.
Yes, he's really damn good. So he's there, and he's like, oh, I booked for this day too. And he was like, oh, so what should we do? Whatever. And he's like, oh, like, you just stay here. You can stay in the room, I'll stay outside. And, you know, we'll figure it out in the morning whenever it's not raining anymore. And they chill. They had a good time. They talk or whatever. And then shit goes awry at nighttime into the next day, into the next night. It is just bonkers crazy. I don't want to give away too much because there's a lot of good shit in this movie. Also, one of the characters in this movie is played by Justin Long, who we've seen in many other things as well.
Well, I haven't seen in anything in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. But Justin Long's in this as well. Other than becoming a walrus, he is in this too. Yes. This is a really fun movie. Somewhat disturbing at times, but mostly just intense. Okay. Mostly intense, which is a good thing. It's something that not a lot of horror movies have nowadays.
Right.
Not a lot of jump scares. You're just like, okay, what the fuck is happening next? What the fuck is going to happen? What's happening? And then you're like, okay, it's a really good payoff. Yeah, it's good. It's a good movie. Definitely check out Barbarian whenever you get a chance. Also, I procured that one as well, because that one's not on demand or anything anytime soon. But yeah, check that shit out. Then another movie that I watched. See, I've watched a lot of shit, dude.
You watched a lot of shit. You watched more than I got to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the I guess the final piece that I'll talk about, other than wrestling, of course, we'll talk about that another day. But the final piece that I watched was actually yesterday. I watched Fresh on Hulu. That movie is quite interesting.
Okay.
Because it stars one of our favorites, Sebastian Stan.
Nice.
He is in this movie. It is a Hulu original.
Okay.
And what Fresh is, it basically stars this one girl that she's trying to find love in all the wrong places. So she goes on the dating apps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She finds dudes, she goes on dates, and they wind up being duds or whatever. Right. Similar to what we saw in She-Hulk with, you know, her mm-hmm. not finding any real luck.
Right.
And so she pretty much gives up, and she's shopping at a store or whatever, like a food store. And she winds up bumping into Sebastian Stan there.
Wow, what are the odds on that?
What a coincidence. Yeah. So she meets him there, they talk or whatever. Then they wind up going on a date. They wind up screwing that date. And then a couple days later, he's like, "Yo, like, let's go on a vacation." And she's like, "Oh, we just met each other. How are we gonna do that?" "Well, let's just go. You know, we I like you. You know, I'm having this place or whatever. We just go out. We just go enjoy ourselves out there." And they do.
Okay.
And that's where the fun starts in this movie.
Ooh. I might have to watch this tonight.
Yeah. it gets kind of crazy. Because should I say anything about it, or should I just leave it at that?
Just leave it at that.
Okay. Okay. Yes, it is. It is quite a interesting movie. Very fun watch. Slightly disturbing at times. But I did like the way it worked. It was good. It was a fun movie. It was, like I said, it was a good thing to watch. It was one of those things. I was like, yo, it's the first day of October. So let's get into some more horror shit.
Yes, we're gonna watch horror shit in November.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, you never know. You never know. You'd be surprised.
This is the best time of year to, or the best month out of the year to go back and revisit old favorites. Like,
absolutely.
No Exit.
Yes. Fantastic fucking flick.
And also, the Fear Streets.
Yes. And in a couple days, Chucky. Season 2 of Chucky.
It's about time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not, to go back into Chucky, I did not expect that show to be that good. And to tie in all the universes of that mm-hmm. character.
Including the shitty ones.
Including the shitty ones.
Yeah.
And like, seeing from the trailer, we're going to have the kids, like, but like in human form, not just the dolls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I love it. I'm very excited for this one.
To quote Borat, I am excited.
I am excited. Yes, yes. Hell yeah, very excited. But yeah, dude, it's a lot of good shit that's happening. A lot of good horror. Also, this week, uh-huh. Hellraiser.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the new one.
Yes, the new Hellraiser comes out this week. Very excited for that one, especially since I've heard a couple reviews. And from what it says, it is actually really fucking good.
Good. I'm excited about it. Because,
yes.
I mean, Hellraiser is one of those characters. I never really got into the older Hellraiser films.
Mm-hmm.
But after seeing the trailer, when did we watch it? Last week?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, this actually looks very fucking good.
Yeah. It looks good. It looks fun. I am excited to see this.
Hell yeah!
It looks really good. And then from what I'm hearing, it falls within the parameters of being awesome. So very fucking cool. Cannot wait for it. And I guess that leads us into some geek shit for the week.
The weekly geekly.
Yeah, the weekly geekly. Haven't said that in a while.
I haven't said that in years.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't said that since before you moved to Florida.
Yeah, dude. It's been a long fucking time since we've said that shit. Jeez. Wow. It's been so long. It's been about, what, 10 years since then? since the show started, it's been about 10 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, but exciting shit. So for the geek shit, I am actually really excited about this first one. I'm a big fan of Community. It's one of those shows that really made me happy when it first aired. And then seeing that they decided to continue it after it was pretty much canceled or turned off on NBC or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it back on Yahoo, which was okay. It was okay on Yahoo. But there was always a quote-unquote plan, because it was more from like the fans, if anything, basically saying, oh, we're going to do 6 seasons in a movie. And we got the 6 seasons, but then it just ended there. Until this past week, when we got the word that they are actually coming out with the movie. When Joe McHale's pretty much tweeted saying, oh yeah, it's going to be hashtag and a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying, like, yo, this is happening. This is very fucking exciting, dude. I like now, where this is going.
Now, so far, Yvette Nicole Brown has not signed on.
Right.
And neither has Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and of course, we know Chevy Chase isn't really going to be around either.
I mean, they literally killed him off. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, you also never know.
Yeah.
You know, because like, as well, because Chevy Chase became a real dick.
Yep.
And
but the thing is, like, he was being his character. His character was a complete dick.
Yeah, so he was basically being that, like, yeah. Almost like he was being method.
Yeah, a very method.
But like, it would be nice to see the entire cast return, because
that'd be great.
Even with all the stuff that went on behind the scenes with him and the cast, like the show itself, you know, he was professional enough to like keep it simple and, you know, mm-hmm. have it where it's do it for the fans, watch the show.
Yeah.
So
it was a solid show.
It was a solid show. And like, I was one of those people that got into Community very late.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't watch it until, was I living in Staten Island yet? Or it might have been before. It might have been before that. It might have been the apartment. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But like, I got into it. I got into it late.
Right.
But when I enjoyed it, I enjoyed the hell out of all of them. I mean, the season where Harmon was not there, you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
You know, but it was still. They kept it. It was enjoyable ish. Yeah.
It kept it. It kept its minor things here and there that fit the brand.
Yes.
But it just didn't have all the heart that was there previously.
Pretty much. And truthfully, I mean, Daniel Pudi, as Abed, or should we call him Abed? Like, you know how Chevy Chase never called him the right name. But how he was constantly imitating Batman.
Yeah, I love it.
The second he put on the Halloween costume, and all of a sudden he turns into Christian Bale. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah. No, oh great. No. You know, and
or even when they started doing the Doctor Who spinoff or whatever, the fucking what was it, Professor?
Oh,
the name of it.
Yeah, Professor and the
shit. I'm gonna have to Google this shit.
Yeah.
What was it? Inspector Space Time.
Yes, Inspector.
That's pretty. That wasn't that hard to think about, but I just my brain just wasn't working very well right now.
Yeah, well, this happens when you work a super late job and then get up and go to work.
Yeah, yeah. When you work Sunday night football.
Uh-huh.
yeah, it happens. But yeah. But Inspector Space Time was a fucking fantastic part of the show. And then also seeing them when they started doing the dice with all the different versions of everything that was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Fucking fantastic. Fucking fantastic. The alternate versions of themselves and everything. It was a great fucking show. I cannot wait for this. And this is coming next year to Paramount, which is going to be pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm surprised it's not coming to Peacock, considering that.
Oh yeah, Peacock. I'm sorry, not Paramount. Peacock. Yes, my bad.
Oh, okay. So then that makes more sense because it was an NBC show.
Yeah, I don't know why my brain. I guess it goes with the P's, right? Yeah. Stick with the P's.
With the P's.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the episode title now.
Or I was also thinking, amber is the color of your energy.
Yeah. Amber is the color of the peas. Yeah. It's still a work in progress. Okay. Community is gonna be awesome. I cannot wait. I'm pretty sure they'll figure out ways of in making it work if they don't. Yeah. The others don't show up, but the good chunk of the cast is going to be there.
Yeah, and I guess the best way to describe the best word to describe how we're feeling about it is whoa.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah.
It tracks.
It absolutely does. Absolutely does. You know what else tracks? American Pie. I've always loved the American Pie movies. Not necessarily the spin-offs.
I never watched the spin-offs. I've only ever watched the main four.
Yes, the main four are fucking great. American 1, 2, 3, and American Pie Wedding, or whatever.
Yeah.
American Wedding. They're all fun.
Wedding was 3. Wedding was 3, and Reunion was 4.
Ah, yes, right.
Where it brought back everybody, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those movies that I was like, I've loved this movie since pretty much it came out. And I enjoyed every single one of them. As we got so much goodness out of these movies.
We really did.
Yeah, and the fact that it's so many years now since then that they're actually going to be working on a new version of this American Pie.
Like, it's not really a reboot, but it's not a spinoff or a sequel.
Right. It's essentially a fresh take on the American Pie series.
Like, that makes you wonder, like, are we going to get a character from the past randomly showing up?
Right.
Because when was the last time we seen Stifler?
Right. I haven't seen him in a while. He hasn't really been acting for a while either.
No, he's kind of been on like a break.
Yeah.
I think it was mental health, to be honest. He just had enough.
Could be. He probably got tired of people making fun of his movie. Not the Rundown, but the other one. I forgot the name of the movie.
Mr. Woodcock?
Yeah, that one too. Yeah.
That was just a god-awful film. All the funniest parts of that movie were in the trailer.
Yeah. No, but the other one that he was like, wasn't he like a karate dude or whatever?
I know he was in, what the hell was the Bruce Willis cop movie done by Kevin Smith?
That was a good one. That was a fun one.
And Cop Out. I enjoy Cop Out, and a lot of that is, I mean,
people shit on it, but it was fun.
People shouldn't. But did you know that the majority of that movie was filmed in my old neighborhood?
Really?
Yeah. Like when Adam Brody and his partner are having pizza, that's L&B Spumoni Gardens. When, what's called, in the beginning of it, the baseball card, incident, like, you know, where Bruce Willis like gets his card stolen.
Mm-hmm.
They took an empty store and turned it into this baseball card store, and that's in Bay Ridge. It was like on Third Avenue and in the high 80s or early 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The last thing that he was in that I saw him was in the Lethal Weapon that they did on TV, the TV show, Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
He was in the first, I think it was the first season, like 15 episodes of that one, which was, it was okay. And The Goon.
I didn't see The Goon sequel.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was a fun show.
Let's see. I know he, was it, you talking about Bloodline?
I didn't even know that one, that was a thing. But then he did, then he, I don't remember what other one he did that was like, eek.
He was on an episode of It's Always Sunny. He was in movie 43.
You know what movie I was actually thinking about, which is obviously like way before anything, Bulletproof Monk. That's the movie I was thinking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that was god awful.
Because I liked him in I liked him in Role Models.
He was good in that.
I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, Role Models is awesome.
And so like with that movie and my real life, so we're living. So being now that I'm living on the Upper East Side, mm-hmm. I have more Starbucks than I do Dunkin' Donuts. So we tend to go to Starbucks for coffee now. Fancy. And so like when we order a coffee,
do you drink your coffee with your pinky up and shit?
No. But with what I do, however, I do say like I agree with Paul Rudd. Like, why can't Starbucks just call it a large?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a venti. I'm like, it's a large.
It's a big size one. With a big size one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, like, fuck Starbucks. Like, it's good shit sometimes, but at times I'm just like, ugh.
They have, like, their regular coffee is kind of meh. But, like, their like, specialty drinks are good.
Yeah.
But I don't constantly want to spend a shit ton of money for something that I'm gonna only partially like.
No.
I have coffee at home.
Yeah. Well, fuck that. I'm not even a big coffee drinker. Wow, that was horrible English. What I would get before was actually the vanilla bean frappuccino because I had like no coffee in it, obviously.
Right.
But it was just like a vanilla milkshake. Fucking fantastic.
They have the drink that I get is their chocolate cold brew.
Okay.
And that's fucking tasty.
Nice. That sounds good. What do I substitute Starbucks with now? Fucking Wawa. Wawa has so many good drinks at Wawa. I fucking love it. On top of being a gas station, it has like a full sandwich place and everything. They have, you know, a full deli there, which is awesome.
And also not a sponsor.
Yeah, no, not a sponsor.
Because that came out like such like a, and we have a moment to talk about our sponsor, Wawa.
Yeah, but they also make drinks and shit there that are fucking awesome and cheap as hell because they're not expensive. They're not ridiculously expensive.
I have not been in a Wawa in quite some time, but yes, they are fucking great.
Good.
Like, I've had the one, like, this Wawa in Jersey.
Yeah, this Wawa in Jersey, and this, because it pretty much started in PA or whatever.
Yeah, I just wish there was a Wawa down here.
Yeah. Well, because at that point, if you have a Wawa in New York, it's pretty much going to cancel out anything that we have fucking, like, like as far as like CV, like 7-Eleven and shit, because I know there's a shit ton of fucking 7-Elevens in New York.
Yeah, I got two of them in a 10-block radius from where I'm currently living.
Look at that shit, dude! I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different Wawas around here.
Oh wow!
Like within like a 5-minute drive from each other, which is absolutely bonkers.
It is bonkers.
Yeah. But I've hit up every single one of them, and each one of them put out good shit, dude. Haven't had one that's like, oh yeah, this is garbage at this one. No, it's all pretty much, you would think it's kind of like, you know, how, you know, McDonald's are like, oh yeah, every McDonald's pretty much has the same recipe. But when you look at it, it has the same recipe, but do they all put the same type of effort into every little thing? They do not. Wow, they do. And I love it because of that. I'm sorry, this was not an ad for Wawa's, but go to Wawa's when you got a chance. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a big proponent of them, obviously, as you can see. But something I also am a very big proponent of that is coming very soon, and I cannot wait for this, is Now You See Me 3.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I was a fan of the first two, especially the first one. The first one I was a huge fan of. But then we got the second one was okay. It wasn't bad, but it just wasn't as good as the first one. I enjoyed how they made the story go, and it fit.
Well, who didn't return? Was it Isla Fisher?
Yeah, I believe it was. Yeah,
because I think she was pregnant at the time.
I believe so. Yep.
With the child of Borat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now You See Me 2. The Lizzie Kaplan took over.
Right.
And Harry Potter was.
Which wasn't bad. Which wasn't bad that she took over.
No, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
I've liked her since, I think the first thing I saw her in was Party Down.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they doing a reboot season?
Yeah, from what I've seen, yeah.
So.
Which would be interesting.
I fucking hate Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah, I do too. But, it's okay.
No, you know, there was a line from the show.
I know.
Yeah.
But, dude, Now You See Me 3. That'll be pretty dope. I'm excited for it. I wonder if, does it say if this dude's coming back? Any other cast coming back? Other than, you know, Dave Franco, who was fucking awesome in it.
Dave Franco is just awesome in everything.
Yeah, he really is, dude. It's going to be directed by Ruben Fleischer, which is pretty dope. Mm-hmm. He does good shit. Morgan Freeman's going to be in it, of course.
Dave Franco was great in fucking, what's it called? In fucking, this one that we just watched, Day Shift.
Yeah, he's good. He was good as the sidekick, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't necessarily say who is going to be in it, but we'll see. I'm pretty sure half the cast are going to be back.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg was really good in it. Woody Harrelson is awesome, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Woody Harrelson was the card thrower?
Yep.
No, Dave Franco was the card thrower.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson was the illusionist.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I need to go back and watch those.
Yeah, I need to watch them too. Again. Because they're good. They're good. And the dude that's doing this, Fleischer, he actually, the one of the few of the last things that he did was actually the Zombieland 2 and Uncharted. So.
Yeah, and Uncharted actually broke this streak of movie game movie from games adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's why let's really hope that they do an Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
So,
this looks good. I'm excited.
And
for that.
I'm excited too. And Zombieland 2 was fucking great.
Yeah, it was. Double Tap was awesome.
Double Tap outdid the first one.
Absolutely.
And like, remember how we all thought that that Woody Harrelson was gonna die in the first one?
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, he went shot for shot and just had the pileup of his fucking of the bodies.
Yep.
And then this one with the ending with the fucking, what was it, the the four-wheeler?
Yep.
The monster truck?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
I love
so,
it.
So, yeah, so I have high hopes for Now You See Me 3.
Hell yeah, dude. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. Something else that I am very excited for. Something that we haven't seen in multiple years. I think it's been since 2017 that we had a Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah, with, it's been a while.
The previous one was War of the Planet of the Apes. Like, it did come out in 2017. But we got news that we will be getting a new one. Another one in the recent installments of the Planet of the Apes series. And that is going to be Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Which is going to be very interesting because it pretty much continues along with, you know, the fact that the apes are pretty much taking over everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And we're just going to see where it's going to go, which I am very excited for. Because I do always enjoy these fucking monkey movies. Because they're fucking good. Granted, yes, they're not monkeys, but it's fun, dude. I cannot wait for this one, dude. Let's see what else. Da, 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 da. Yeah, it just looks fun. And it's gonna go into production next month, which is very fucking cool.
Nice.
I cannot wait for it. Cannot wait. I'm assuming a lot of the original cast that was pretty much left over from the last ones are gonna be in this. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, they like to continue with the same characters for the most part. But yeah, this should be cool. I'm excited for this one. I want to see more. I want to see more of the apes and see where it's going to go. Because there's just so many things, so many different directions that this can go in.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be cool. It's going to be really cool. And then before we get into the superhero-y stuff, there's one trailer that I actually wanted to play before we continue with the Marvel stuff. Because of course, you know, we got a few Marvel things here. We spoke about previously Guillermo del Toro doing the Cabinet of Curiosities. And we only got a little bit of a teaser for it. But this week we got a full trailer. And this trailer actually looks pretty fucking good. I am a huge fan of Guillermo. I love what he does. And granted, yes, he is doing Pinocchio, which is competing with the Pinocchio that's coming out for Disney, or that is out for Disney, which I hear is complete dog shit. But but I still want to watch it because, of course, you know, I am a fan of the story, and I want to see where that goes. But I am very fucking excited for this because it just looks like something that's right up my alley, because I do love anthology series, because anthology series are fucking good. But we got a trailer for the Cabinet of Curiosities, and this looks pretty fucking good. So let's watch it. Why am I whispering? I don't know. But we'll watch this, because it's fucking cool. Because why the fuck not, right? That's what we do.
Right. That's what we do.
That's what we do here.
Picture your mind as a cabinet where you lock up your darkest thoughts and deepest fears. What would happen if you opened that cabinet for the world to see? We are about to find out. This is one of those nightmare specials, the kind you never get to the bottom of.
What was this family doing here? The one on the walls.
Lot 36. Are you curious?
Whatever is in there is mine now. I've seen a forest. A forest that takes the dead inside.
Do I see my paintings?
Please, show me mercy. No!
There's a void inside of me, inside of everyone.
What is happening to me?
There's an endless abyss. You are really harshing my mellow, man.
Here they come.
That body will be your coffin. I'll see you buried in it.
Welcome
to my cabinet of curiosities.
Does that not look fucking cool?
That looks creepy as fuck.
And I love it. Oh, Guillermo del Toro going back into his, you know, typical creepy horror roots. And I fucking love it, dude. This looks so fucking good. And then it also has a bunch of people that we know. It has Andrew Lincoln is going to be in it.
I thought I saw him in it.
So many fucking people. The dude from fucking... the dude with the rats, the movie with the rats, Willard.
Yeah, Willard. Is the cat taking a shit right now?
Yeah. Huh. The usual.
You're gonna have Nina Vardalos on one episode. You know, my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yep.
Gina Davis.
Yep.
Ben Barnes.
Yep.
Yeah. Then Andrew Lincoln, Crispin Glover, Rupert Grint. Kate Matucci, DJ Qualls, Tim Blake Nelson, Martin Starr, F. Murray Abraham, Peter Weller, Charlene Yee, Eric Andre, Sebastian Roche is another familiar face.
Oh, yeah, dude. So many fucking people.
Let's see. Julian Richings. Another familiar actor. Stephen Agee, who we know from fucking Peacemaker.
Killer cast, dude.
Some people I don't know, but a lot of people were like, "Oh, that person."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to see, like, what each episode has.
It's another fantastic anthology. I love the fucking anthology series because it just brings you different stories here and there, and they're all like enclosed little stories. And from what it looks like he's pretty much playing kind of like a Alfred Hitchcock from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
How he would do his shows and stuff like that. And I am excited for this. I cannot wait. Cannot fucking wait for this. And we're getting this, what, like the end of November? Or the end of October? What, like the 24th, something like that? It's going to be like a four-night series?
Yeah, October 25th.
So, yes, it's going to be quite exciting. Feeding our horror needs for the Halloween season. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it so much. So, I guess now we can get into the Marvel news because we got a decent amount of Marvel stuff. First off, we knew that we were getting Armor Wars with Don Cheadle's. We heard that they were going to do a whole series of it. They're going to spread out the story, make it, you know, a big old thing. But then we got news that it's not going to be a whole series. It's going to be pretty much cut down to just a movie, which is perfectly fine with me.
Yeah, me too, because, like, I didn't even think it was still going to happen, to be honest.
Right. Well, even though they did mention it at D23 and they were saying it was happening, but they didn't say what was going to happen with it or how are they going to go with it. But the point is that it is happening, obviously, especially now that, you know, we get to see something in a little bit. And, but we know that things are actually moving forward with Armored Wars, with Don Cheadle's as the main character. Which I'm cool with, you know. I got no problem with that.
Me neither.
So yeah, dude, I want to see what they're gonna do with it. I want to see how they introduce other characters, because of course we know we've been known. Wow, that was another horrible vocabulary. But we knew for a while that we were gonna get Ironheart in this, because of course she Ironheart is essentially another version of Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
So. Very exciting. It's very exciting to see what they're going to do with this. I want to see it. And especially now that we know that we are getting like Secret Invasion. So one of the rumors that's going out is basically saying that is Rhodey one of the Skrulls?
Right.
Could it be him? Could he be one of the people that's there? And how long has he been around? What are they? What's happening? Because we know that, you know, Iron Man wanted to pretty much get, not want his armor to pretty much go anywhere other than to just keep it, and, you know. But then, of course, you know, now that Rhodey essentially is part of the government, from what it looks like, from what we've seen, I want to see where this is going. I want to see it now. I can't wait. It'll be interesting. What do you think, Brian?
I'm intrigued. It would be nice if they brought back Sam Rockwell.
That would be dope.
Because we had only seen him once, and Hammer is a name that we all know in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, obviously they'll have to change it now that Stark is dead. Like, is it him going to be trying to go after Ironheart's armor?
Yeah. Or if he's going to be going after Rhodey's armor.
Right, which is still technically still original Stark tech.
Mm-hmm. And plus the fact that there are multiple versions of the original Iron Man armor all over the place.
Yeah.
Because after 3, pretty much a lot of the shit just pretty much went everywhere.
I mean, right, at the end of part 3, he blew it all up.
Right.
But then, you know, he still clearly had armor because he was having panic attacks after, you know, being almost sucked into a black hole in space.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's pretty exciting. I want to see what this is going to happen. What's going to go on with all this shit. Armor Wars is going to be interesting. I have not read the Armor Wars series.
Me neither.
But, should be pretty cool. I want to see what they're going to do with it. And then some other Marvel news. We finally got the truth about Deadpool. And it's quite glorious. Quite exciting.
It is quite glorious indeed.
It's quite glorious and exciting. And not only did we get one video, one update, we got two. Quite exciting indeed, because I cannot wait for this. I know you cannot wait for this.
I cannot wait for this.
This is very exciting. So let's watch the first video in this Deadpool announcement, essentially, or update.
We're extremely sad to have missed D23, but we've been working very hard on the next Deadpool film for a good long while now. I've had to really search my soul on this one. His first appearance in the MCU obviously needs to feel special. We need to stay true to the character, find new depth, new motivation, new meaning. Every Deadpool needs to stand out and stand apart. It's been an incredible challenge that has forced me to reach down deep inside. I have nothing. Completely empty up here and terrifying. But we did have one idea. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
Oh,
Very cool indeed. Very cool, because this pretty much solidifies the fact that we are getting Deadpool, obviously, in the MCU, which is fucking cool. We've been waiting for this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But not only just that, but we are getting the original Wolverine in this as well, which is another fucking great point. Because we haven't seen, we've heard things like, oh yeah, are we going to get, you know, Hugh Jackman coming back as Wolverine? Are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? How are they going to introduce the X-Men and all this stuff? Granted, we already got Professor X in this in Multiverse. But what's going to happen, we've been thinking? Are they going to recast Wolverine?
Because we're still saddened by the death of Logan from 2015.
Right.
Or 17.
Yep. But that pretty much leads us to the next video, in which he's pretty much going over the story that we may or may not be seeing. And that was quite interesting as well. So I cannot wait again for this, because this looks fun.
Uh-huh.
Let's play that.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
You have questions.
Yes. I had a lot of questions. I'm sure you had a lot of questions, but rest assured, we're going to answer them right now. Like, for example, how is Wolverine alive?
Yeah.
After
Logan takes place in 2029. Mm-hmm. Totally separate thing. Mm-hmm. Logan died in Logan. Not touching that. What actually happens in our film is these two...
It's hilarious.
It really is.
Thank you, Kevin Feige.
Love you, Kevin Feige. Thank you, MCU.
This is very exciting. I'm excited.
It really
for this.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that picture of them hugging is with Sean Levy. So that means mm-hmm. we're gonna get Levy directing this movie, most likely.
Most likely, which I am excited for, because I know.
I mean, he's a fantastic director. So
absolutely.
I mean,
so it's going to be dope. It's going to be pretty fucking cool. What's going to happen? How is this going to work out?
Yeah.
Can't wait. Well, unfortunately, we got to wait till 2024. But that's just right around the corner. We're just about pretty done much. With 2022. So.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this year just went by so fucking quick.
That it did.
Yeah, but just months away. From next year and another year after that, so we'll see what else is happening.
It's almost like, remember how we were like super excited, we couldn't wait for a year to pass between watching whatever the last film was and then the Avengers.
Yeah. Yep.
And then it's like that movie's 10 and you're like, oh mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. It's fucking nuts, dude. Time flies when you're mm-hmm. having fun. When you're having fun, especially. Yeah. So
yeah, we'll see. Indeed.
And then one more thing came out this week. One more thing from the Marvel Universe. That is, to me, very fucking exciting. Something I've been very, very, very patiently waiting for. And that is the Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer. Because, of course, I'm very excited for Black Panther, because I enjoyed the first one. And with the fact that this dude isn't around anymore, uh-huh. the fact that they decided to continue with the movie, with the franchise, kind of was making me wonder, like, how is this going to work? How are they going to make this, you know, a thing?
Right.
And it looks like it's happening. Well, granted, we knew it was happening already, But we got the official first full trailer for Black Panther Wakanda Forever today. And it is quite amazing to me. Very exciting for this. So let's watch the trailer.
Only the most broken people can be great leaders.
Hey, it's Team Kando, Musicini Napi.
His people did not call him general or king. They called him Kukulkan, the feather serpent god. Killing him will risk eternal war.
He's coming for the surface world.
We know what you whisper. They have lost their protector. Now is our time to strike. Show them who we are.
November 10th.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay. Why don't you know how you feel about it, sir?
I mean, I just...
Minus the fact that, you know, we aren't getting Chadwick Boseman in this, which is completely
right.
Fair.
Like, right. But, like, I personally don't want, I'm really not fully into Shuri being Black Panther.
Fair. Okay.
Who knows? Maybe it's just for that moment in the trailer.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I think I saw online, which I totally agree with, if anybody's going to be the next Black Panther, it should be Okoye.
Yeah.
That's if she wanted it, of course.
Right, of course, if she wanted it. But essentially, if you really think about it, she is the next in line.
Yeah. It would be cool with everything that went on in the MCU that the next Black Panther is Killmonger.
That would be dope. But didn't he die?
But the MCU has changed.
We know yes that, and no.
We know that there's multiverses.
Right, but we haven't seen this, you know, Wakanda go into the multiverse yet.
Well, I mean, things can happen. We don't know what they're hiding.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't think that's one of them.
Well, I mean, I do know that the course of the MCU is going to officially change as per Feige talking about werewolf what the fuck's the thing called? Werewolf by Night.
Yeah.
Which is coming soon, right? It's like in a couple of weeks.
In the next few weeks, yeah. Gonna be on Disney Plus.
That's very dark for Disney Plus.
I'm good with it, dude. I am good with it.
Yeah, like I'm excited to see what they're gonna bring.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, but I have faith in Feige. So, and considering they had to basically make this movie without their leader,
right? Exactly. It looks like they've kind of figured out a way to write him, not necessarily write him out, but figure out a story that makes sense for this whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, I got no problem with it. If it's done right.
Yeah. I really hope it's done right.
From what it looks like, so far, you know, there is homage to him within the city and stuff like that, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You do see them crying about the fact that he isn't around anymore. You do see them actually celebrating, you know, because, you know, the Wakandans used to celebrate when people die. So mm-hmm. you see them celebrating, you know, his death, essentially. And seeing how the story progresses and the fact that, like, the mother is now the queen. And she's like, yo, I don't want to be fucking... It looks like she's just, like, struggling to be like, yo, like, do I really want to be on top of this all now?
Right.
So that's kind of what, like, I'm excited for, seeing how everybody progresses since then. And how the story continues and how they're going to make it work.
I'm curious to know how they're going to write him off.
Yeah. How did he die?
Yeah.
Are they going to use the fucking shithole of fucking him actually being blipped out for some reason, even though we know he didn't?
Right. Because we know that he came back from the blip.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah. So. It'll be interesting to see how they're going to do this.
Well, we have a month.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, like, just about a month. By the time this episode goes up, it'll be, you know, we'll still a little bit more than a month. But, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Just right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Like we said, time flies when we're having fun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's going to be cool. I'm excited for this. I cannot wait. November 10th is just that much closer.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, I think that's gonna be the episode title. It's gonna be Amber's Color of Our Energy.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Do you have anything else to add for this episode, Senor?
I do not.
Alright. So I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So thank you guys for listening. But make sure you guys go to interestinggeeks.net where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show, we have a Suplex City Geeks over there. We also have some of the Brighter Day Presents stuff over there. Coming soon, we will be having more of Comics Club World, Manga Time, and Anime World from Mario. That's going to be coming very soon. We also have Interesting Geeks Turntable. We have a few more episodes left of that. This last week, we posted an episode for... our discussion about Spirit Box, which is a badass band. So check that episode out. So much shit over there. So much other things. It's popping. Interesting Geeks webcomic. So much random shit. Like I said, so much shit sometimes. Check all that shit out. Then you can check out all the links that are on the site. Fight TV, where you get pretty cool fight stuffs. Of course, you get, you know, the UFC, but you also get a lot of wrestling on there, too. There's a lot of Impact, a lot of ROH, a lot of the indie wrestling's over there, too. So check that shit out. It's good stuff. Then you can also check out links like Sideshow Collectibles, where you get some pretty cool toys. The recent ones that I saw, I was fucking excited for. Bill and Ted. Fucking nice. Dope. Fucking nice. Dope figures for Bill and Ted over there. Of course, they are very expensive pieces, but they're fucking fantastic looking. So check out Chai Chocolate. There's a lot of cool shit over there. Then we also got links to Amazon. Amazon Prime Day is coming back. Another Prime Day is coming back. Yeah, and this is a two-day thing happening on the 11th and 12th. So make sure you, if you don't have Amazon Prime, click the link, and it'll take you right over there. And you can get your first month free of Amazon Prime because we all need Amazon Prime because there's a lot of good shit over there. And for Prime Day, if you don't have Prime, you can't really. Can you take advantage of Prime Day, or is it just for Prime members? I don't know.
I don't know.
But it'll help. It'll help, right? If you are a member of Prime, they're gonna have a lot of fucking deals. So much shit, especially since this is essentially the pre Black Friday, search for Christmas stuff. So check out all the different Prime deals is gonna be there, because there's a lot of shit they're gonna have. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be real fun to see all the stuff they're getting for really cheap. Yeah, so check all that shit out. They even have a whole separate landing page for Prime Day that's coming very soon. So check that out. Just click the link. It'll take you over to Amazon. Get your first month free of Amazon Prime, and then take advantage of it when Prime Day comes around. Then you can check out links to SoSic Clothing Company, SoSic Clothing.co. We get pretty cool shirts, hats, and hoodies for geeks, because they're fucking dope. There's a lot of cool shit over there, so check that out. And then at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off, because we all like discounts and stuff, so check that out. Then there's another link for Beard Octane, where you get pretty cool beard stuff, whether it's oils or butters or balms, stuff that you need for your beard to make sure your beard looks nice and pretty, much like mine. It's a little rough right now because I didn't do anything before I got on the show, but still looks pretty good though, compared to other people that look all scruffy and shit. Oh, speaking of, the other day I mentioned to you, I fucking texted you about this dude at Walmart. He had a patchy fucking beard, but not only did he have a patchy fucking beard, he had hair, like super hairy shoulders. Very random.
That's right.
He had hairier shoulders than he had in his beard. He had more hair over here on his shoulders than on his beard, where it should be growing. It was very, very weird. If he used Beard Octane, his beard would probably be a lot better. I wouldn't say for his shoulders probably would be still as shitty, but his beard would be better if he had product from Beard Octane. Look at that. Beautiful plug. type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Do it. And it helps us out, because of course, why the fuck not? Then you can find links to CBDMD. We got some CBD stuff over there. That's about it, I think. Also, if you want, just click on the links in the description. Takes you all to all the different places, or just, you'll find it all on the website. Check it out over there. It's pretty cool shit. You could find the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. And if you're on Spotify, make sure you fucking give us a rating, whether it's a 5-star or a 1-star or any star. Just do it, because why the fuck not? Because we appreciate you guys for being and listening to us. But also, one thing that I noticed today on Spotify, they have audiobooks up there. Tons of fucking audiobooks. But one thing that I did notice is that from what I've seen so far, I don't know how this is going to be working, but from what it looks like, you actually got to buy it on Spotify. But I don't know. Like I said, this is the first time I saw it on there. I know I've seen different audiobooks on there before that were free. But I don't know how that's going to be working. So we'll see sometime soon. But yeah, they have audiobooks on Spotify now too. So check that shit out. I did notice that they did have the Mox book on there too. Oh, look at that. I see it there. So yeah, there's tons of shit on Spotify now, other than podcasts and music. And some video podcasts as well are up there. So check that shit out. Spotify. It's the best place to be. And then you can find the show on the socials. Find us on Instagram at InterCityGeeks, on Twitter at InterCityGeeks, on the Facey Space at InterCityGeeks. I said it all messed up, didn't I? But it's okay. It's okay. You know where it's going. So FaceySpace.com/InterCityGeeks, Twitter, InterCityGeeks, Instagram, InterCityGeeks. And you can find Brian where, sir?
You can find me you can find me jealous of people going to Comic-Con next weekend.
I know. It's quite sad.
Yeah. Like, even my therapist is going to Comic-Con. I'm like, God damn it. So you can, of course, find me on the webs. Check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Bri2J Presents. Check out Bri2JPresents.com. Check out Bri2J Presents YouTube channel. I sounded like the fucking Mel Brooks in Spaceball.
Yeah. I'll take it. That's fine with me.
Bri2J the website. So you can, of course, find me on all those things. I got new content coming soon. I think I'm going to actually start recording tomorrow night. Content soon. Where can we find you?
You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that's about it for the show. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate the fuck out of you guys. You guys make our weeks just that much better, and we love it. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for spending the last hour and a half or so with us. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for, just spreading love, because you guys are awesome. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.